We are now joined by Alexander Popov, who lives in Moscow and works in the entertainment industry there. And he's in the US for the holiday season. He's going to talk to us about, well, living in Moscow. Hi, Alexander.
Hello.
Hi. Well, I just want to talk to you about, there's been a recent death of Russian defector Alexander Litvinenko, and the media here in North America has been taking a lot of liberties in terms of coverage of Russia. And we're hearing a lot about Stalinist Russia and Russia today and the parallel. Is that something you've experienced while living and working in Moscow?
Well, since I've been bicoastal, so to speak, living between the U.S. and Russia for the last 15 years, I'd say it's a bit of exaggeration. And interestingly enough, Western media's observation of current situation in Russia, as much as Russian media observation of political situation in the West, is always an exaggeration, and every exaggeration fails. Parallels with Stalinist Russia, to me, fail simply because Russia remains an open society. Face it, there is internet in so many households in Moscow, mm-hmm. and pretty much in every office in Moscow and throughout the country. Face it, unlike 20 years ago, anybody in Russia who has a phone line or a cell phone can call anywhere in the world without any restrictions. I'm 42, and I know what to compare it with. Back in the 70s or in early 80s, we were a closed society living behind the Iron Curtain. This is not the case even remotely. Yes, there are difficulties and problems. There are things to regret and things to hope for, you know, changes to come, but I wouldn't make any parallels to Stalinist Russia, no.
Okay. Well, actually, what about another thing in media here is that we hear a lot about the nostalgia for the past. Actually, an article in the Washington Post from Sunday spoke about that Russia has paid off its debts. It's enjoying a lot of wealth, but yet people are sort of nostalgic for something, well, from the past, the Soviet past. Is that the case, or has...
Yeah, that, I would say, is the case to a large degree, and that is easy to explain, because bad or good, but there was a structure in Soviet life, meaning people knew what's ahead of them. People knew that if they are successful in their high school studies, they will most likely be able to enter university. If they are successful in their university pursuit, they will get a decent job and an average pay. I mean, minuscule comparing to the wages in the West, but still decent to cover their day-to-day routine living expenses. They will retire, men at the age of 60, women at the age of 55, and have minuscule, but yet again, sort of livable retirement, a pension, and so on and so forth. There was a structure. Some people hated it. Many people did. Some people were very much enjoying it, I'm sure. But the replacement is a void.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think that the generation that is, say, 20 years younger than me has gone, or 15 years younger than me, has gone through the most difficult of times. Folks who are now 10 or 15 are in a much better position because at least they start having some kind of picture of what's ahead of them. People who were in their teens, say, throughout the 90s, were in the worst possible situation, where one world, the world of their parents and grandparents and great-grandparents, was collapsing with a lot of, you know, stones thrown every possible way and a lot of dust in the air, and nothing, no structure was coming into shape instead.
Okay, well, talking about structure, what about for the arts? Is there a lack of structure now? Because that's what you do. You do, I guess, entertainment shows. You do...
Right. Well, there is a multitude of solutions, actually. There isn't a singular kind of unanimous way of where the arts are heading in Russia, which is probably the way it should, which is definitely the way it should be. There is no single recipe for the arts, never was and never will be, such is the field. So there is a whole multitude of various entertainment outlets, and at the same time, there are some wonderful artistic institutions in Russia, and I'd say traveling the world, Moscow definitely is one of the major cultural hubs and artistic hubs worldwide. To me, it is sort of in the same scale as New York or London. It is, you know, first-class city for the arts and entertainment industry.
Okay. And actually, as someone living in Moscow, I just want to get your view on sort of your experience of politics. Is it something that affects you? Is the eventual success of President Putin on your mind? Because his term comes to an end this year, in 2007. So is that something that's being talked about?
Well, the election are actually not until March of 2008. But Yes, his term is coming to an end in less than a year and a half from now. I'm sure, shall we talk in, say, a year from now, it will be very much on people's agenda. But at the moment, what's on people's agenda, and again, every generalization fails, but I'd say is where do they go on a long Christmas and New Year's vacation, because Russia will go on a nationwide recess December 30th through January 8th. Did I lose the connection?
No, you're still here.
Oh, okay. All right, because there was a click right there. Where will they celebrate New Year, and where will they travel, and what will they see as far as entertainment, and so on and so forth. The election campaign hasn't started yet. The election date was announced very recently. Mm-hmm. To me, yes, it matters who will succeed President Putin, but I'd say probably not until this summer it will become a hot ticket, or a hot subject, rather, for my thoughts.
Okay. Well, great. Well, thank you for giving us that update, and Happy New Year.
Likewise, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and all right. To all your listeners.
Great. Thank you. Alexander Popov from Boston, actually.